Welcome back to The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. If you're a man in your late 40s, you're feeling a little slow, tired, maybe you're missing some key urges, then you are the target of an aggressive marketing campaign to get you to go to your doctor for a low testosterone fix. It's being called a, quote, simple supplement, but maybe it's not so simple, and that your health insurance will help pay for it. And it'll make you look younger, and you'll feel great, and you'll look great. But what else is going on here? What else do you need to know that the pushers of low T aren't so eager to advertise? We're joined by Dr. Ian Thompson. He is the director for the Cancer Center Research Center here in San Antonio at the UT Health Science Center. And welcome to The Source.
Nice to be here again, David.
So it's great to have you back. And we want our callers to jump in on this. If you've got a question, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We've had you on before, Doctor, talking about this low T phenomenon. And now we're getting some more science in about what are some of the downsides. So what are we finding out?
So what really brought this to everyone's attention yet again this last couple of weeks was a very large study of an excess of 8,000 individuals who were at risk of heart problems. And what they did was they knew exactly what was going on with regards to these people's heart status. They had had a coronary arteriogram, a cardiac cath. And so they knew exactly what was going on. They knew their entire condition. And then what they did was followed these folks to see how they did over time and then looked back to see whether they had received testosterone or not. And what they found was a significant increase in the risk of heart attacks and strokes and those sorts of endpoints afterwards. And so this brought it back to our attention, led to this huge amount of public interest, but it's really not something new. We've known about this potential risk before in a study that was conducted back in 2010.
But we're also hearing that having low T, as they call it, is a risk for heart disease also.
Yeah, and it's one of these intuitive sorts of things that some small studies. Now, we have to understand that most of the evidence of this is evidence that we would not accept as very strong medical evidence. But there are some studies that would suggest that if you have a low testosterone to begin with, that you are at higher risk of cardiac and other medical problems.
But were these terms, low, high, I mean, what is that?
Oh, well, that's a whole other issue in and of itself, because there's a whole bunch of problems with this. First off, what is a low testosterone? Well, if you get your laboratory result back, the testosterone level oftentimes will say normal is between 250 or 300 and 1,000 to 1,200.
That's a pretty wide range.
That's a huge range for almost any test in medicine. And the complexity of it is this. First off, most clinical assays are not very accurate. Second, blood is oftentimes drawn at all times of the day for whatever the assay may be. You go to see your doctor at noon and the doctor sends you to the lab afterwards. Well, testosterone varies during the day substantially, and testosterone really should be checked between about 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning, and oftentimes it's drawn just by convenience. And the third thing is that those normal testosterone levels generally are in guys in their 20s. When testosterone is at the peak. And the final thing is that testosterone is not what really causes the action. It's the binding of testosterone and a bunch of other male hormones with something called the androgen receptor, which varies dramatically from person to person, such that that androgen receptor may need more testosterone in some people and less testosterone in other people. So it's a very imprecise art, if you will. And the question is that normal testosterone at 20 the same testosterone level that it ought to be at 70?
And what about this free testosterone? Because you have testosterone in your blood already, but it's bound to your blood and system. But what you need is free testosterone.
That's correct. And it's so as we get older, the truth is that as our testosterone declines, not only does that decline, but something called sex hormone binding globulin, which is a protein that's the blood that takes the testosterone away, binds more to it. And so the amount of testosterone that's available goes down. So the real question is that abnormal? Is that normal? And this business about if you have a low testosterone, you're at higher risk of issues. Well, if you think about it, all sorts of chronic medical conditions make testosterone go down. So if you have an infection or you have some other condition, oftentimes testosterone is lower. So it's really not appropriate to compare a low testosterone group of men to a normal testosterone group of men because there may be other medical conditions that are causing that. And the question then becomes is, if you take somebody with a lower level of testosterone and you raise their testosterone up to the 20-year levels, the 20-year-old levels, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What are the risks and benefits? And that's what this new information is helping us to better educate our patients about.
And that's what we're talking about right now, the risks and benefits, trying to educate the public about low T, low testosterone supplement prescriptions that we're getting into public. Let's get Alice on the line. Alice is called in, and our phone line is 614-8980, 614-8980. Alice, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Go ahead.
I just have concern because I know people who are in the medical industry, and they're recommending to other people in the fitness industry to have the testosterone supplements when their testosterone levels are healthy and fine for their age. And so we have like a 37-year-old man who has, you know, a fine level, a healthy level of testosterone, but they're telling him, oh, well, if you take the supplement, you could have the testosterone of a 25-year-old, and then that could enhance your athletic ability. So, you know, at first that seems dangerous to me and not a good idea. Is that a good response, or am I making something out of nothing?
All right, Alice, thanks for that fantastic phone call. Appreciate that, Doctor.
That's a very good question. And testosterone is an interesting, it's a male hormone. It's a member of the androgen family of hormones. And certainly for a person at any level of testosterone, if you give exogenous, so if you take testosterone and you add it to your own system, it will make you feel good. It will oftentimes improve your performance. It increases the sense of well-being. So that's true. The issue with it is that there's a number of problems that can occur. First off, the body's truly amazing. There's a gland in the brain, or a couple of glands in the brain, that sense testosterone levels. And they are the thermostat of the body. And so when testosterone drifts down slightly, it releases a hormone that goes to the testicles to say, make more. Now, if a 37-year-old man starts taking testosterone, that thermostat in the brain turns off.
And so they'll see as like a shrinkage of the testosterone of the testicles.
And the testicles shrink. Exactly.
Okay, we're going to continue that, talk more about what happens when normal, healthy people are told to take low-T treatments. And we'll take more of your phone calls. Number is 614-8980 here on The Source on KSTX.
Do you know the signs of low testosterone? They can include weight gain, loss of muscle, and low sex drive. If you're a man experiencing these symptoms, you may be dealing with the effects of low testosterone, but there is something you can do about it. Clinically shown to increase free testosterone levels, reducing your body fat, increasing your muscle mass, and accelerating your sex drive. And for a limited time, you can get a trial with free shipping direct by calling the number on your screen now. In a university clinical study, men taking the and significantly increased their testosterone in only 12 hours.
That's right. If you want to improve your testosterone levels, give to public radio. That's the secret. No, they're selling creams and things to slather onto yourself that will boost your testosterone levels and make you feel manly again. Almost 3% of American men aged 40 and older have been prescribed testosterone replacement therapy. And according to figures compiled by Bloomberg Businessweek, sales of testosterone drugs could reach $5 billion by 2020. 2017. This is big business. A lot of people are making a lot of money off of this, and we're wondering if they're telling all of the people that they're prescribing this to all the risks that they need to know to make an educated decision about taking low T. And with me to talk about that, Dr. Ian Thompson, he's a director of the Cancer Research Therapy Center here in San Antonio. So what do people need to know?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There are people whose testosterone levels are significantly low because the body's effectively not making it. And for those people, testosterone replacement makes an enormous amount of sense. On the other hand, there is as we get older, an increasing fraction of individuals whose testosterone levels begin to lag behind that of the 20-year-olds. And the question is, what are the risks and benefits? And I think that the thing that I find most concerning is that a lot of folks who are on testosterone, when I ask them, I say, well, when you decided to do this, what were the risks and the benefits that you included in your thought process? And for the most part, the only thing that they were aware of were the benefits. And the risks include the issues of the heart, which I think in a person who's older, who has a risk of heart disease or maybe a smoker, I'd definitely want them to know about that. As we get, if you will, heavier as a society, sleep apnea becomes a problem. And there's no question that testosterone replacement can make sleep apnea worse. And when sleep apnea gets worse, high blood pressure can come into the picture. And when high blood pressure comes into the picture, that's when heart disease can come into the play. And the final thing that increasingly what we're seeing is that in the testosterone literature, in the package insert, it says if you're on testosterone, your doctor should be checking your PSA. Now,
that's for prostate.
The PSA for prostate cancer, exactly. And for most people, a testosterone replacement or increasing the testosterone doesn't make much of a difference in the PSA, but there is unequivocal evidence that in some men, a fraction of men, it'll go up. And increasingly, the number of men that I'm seeing who have started testosterone, had a PSA, it went up, had a biopsy of the prostate, and then were found to have prostate cancer is going up. I've never seen so many with that in the past. So I think the real trick is to have a man, as you were saying, look at the pros, look at the cons, and make a conscious, informed decision on what to do.
All right, back to the phones. The number is 614-8980. If you've got a question about low T treatment and prescriptions, Casey is on the line. Casey, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to put in my two cents, and I don't know if this has been covered, but with regard to fertility, I actually had a minute amount, a dose in a treatment that was monthly, and it was just really as a result of a blood test for a completely separate issue, and they said the levels were slightly low, and so I went on this minute amount. But what I ended up finding out later, in the course of trying to have a baby, was nearest as I could tell, it basically acted as a contraceptive. And then when I went off of the testosterone, my levels for fertility were off the charts, and it was fine. And there was basically no other lifestyle change, diet, or any kind of change other than that I had stopped that quote unquote therapy. And so it's just not something I hear of very much. And I'd be curious to see what the doctor would have to say about that.
Casey, thanks for that great phone call, doctor.
Yeah, it's a fascinating observation. In fact, there have been some attempts to make, if you will, a male contraceptive using that. Again, it goes back to that thermostat in the brain. And if you put a testosterone into the body, it turns that off. And those signals that go from the brain to not just the cells that make testosterone, but the cells that can cause the body to make more sperm, it turns those off. And so that's one of the potential side effects and why it's so really, really important that when this is being done that it's not as simple as just check the testosterone and give the medication. There are many, many, many things that have to be monitored in a person who's on testosterone, including in a person who's of childbearing age, his fertility.
Another phone call. Let's get Lorraine on the air. Lorraine, welcome to The Source.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, go ahead.
I've recently gone to the doctor. I didn't complain of any kind of a hormonal thing, but they are suggesting an implant-type therapy that has a testosterone component for women now. And the doctor was kind of suggesting that that might be something I should be interested in. I was wondering, are you aware of it or have any kind of input on that?
All right, Lorraine, thanks for that phone call. But not only do women get prescribed testosterone, but men also get prescribed estrogen sometimes too.
Yes, but that's much less common, both for women being prescribed testosterone and men estrogens. Estrogens are generally speaking used to manage some diseases like prostate cancer and some of the side effects of that. And testosterone replacement is much less common in women, but I have to profess it's not my area of expertise. And that's one of those areas where gynecology as well as gynecologic endocrinology are very helpful in making recommendations.
Okay, another caller. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me. Quick question for Dr. Thompson. It's my understanding that once you start on the regimen of testosterone supplements, that your body, you're actually telling your body to stop producing its own, and therefore your own natural mechanisms shut down since it figures it's being replaced. Is there any truth to that, or can you shed any light on that? I'll take the answer offline.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Yes. So that's a very, very good observation. And we were talking about that going into the break, that when you start testosterone, the body's thermostat stops making the signal to make more testosterone. Now, in general, if you walk a fine line, you can maintain some of the body's own system. But if you give high levels, and you oftentimes see individuals who are getting a fair amount of testosterone cream or injections, you can get pretty high levels, which shut it off completely. And if you go long enough, as you were pointing out, your own cells no longer will be able to produce it. So it's one of the issues that we oftentimes think about when we talk about how testosterone replacement should be given. And it's why oftentimes an endocrinologist has that very complex level of expertise who can help manage that.
The number to call if you want to jump in on this conversation about low T treatments and prescriptions, 614-8980, 614-8980. And so, Dr. Thompson, I don't know if it's my own Puritan streak in me, but just the idea of taking a treatment and suddenly without any kind of risk or downside, you're going to get all these benefits and you're going to feel good and be great. I have a prejudice against that.
Well, it's one of these things, and I may sound coming off like a nihilist, but we've been there before with women's hormone replacement therapy. And 3-4 decades ago, maybe 5 decades ago, we began because during female menopause, we knew that there were side effects. Estrogen therapy was given. And we thought that there were benefits, and we saw benefits with it. And it was only 3-4 decades later that the very large clinical trial, the Women's Health Initiative, was begun, and we found conclusively that there was an increased risk of breast cancer. And when, as a result, female women's hormone replacement decreased in the United States, shortly thereafter there was a fall in breast cancer deaths. So right now, unfortunately, we've never had that Men's Health Initiative done. So we really don't know. And that's why at this point in time, until that study gets initiated, it's a very difficult time for the federal government because of the funding issues. Until we have that information, it really requires someone to think very carefully about the pros and cons, weigh their own priorities, and make an informed decision.
So the FDA is willing to wait for this to shake out in the marketplace?
Oh my goodness, that's above my pay grade, as they say.
They getting involved? I mean, is it just off to the races? We'll prescribe these things, and I mean, it just seems like it is a wild west right now for this.
It certainly seems to be, from our perspective, that there is a lot of utilization, and in the absence of very significant data to help make a decision. Yes, uncertainty.
And the threshold we're hearing on all this hard selling that we're getting in the marketplace is if you're feeling down and slow, and go ask your doctor and get a script for this. And it just, we're, right. Hey, I'm 50 well, years old. I should feel a little, right. I'm not 20
well,
years
well
old.
Well said. I mean, there is a score that you take and it asks, are you less interested in sex, or do you have less energy than you used to have, and sorts of questions that for some of us who are in our 50s and, you know, many of those kind of age-related questions we kind of think are normal. Is it normal? Is it abnormal? Should you take testosterone? Not. I think it's important to pros and cons with your doctor.
Well, if you're a consumer, you need to know the facts. That's what we just want people
Absolutely.
To know, to be informed as you make these very important healthcare decisions for yourself. And I want to thank you, Dr. Ian Thompson. He is the director for the Cancer Research Therapy Center here at the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio, talking about low T. And certainly talk to your doctor or anyone else, your wife and your family members, about these things before you move forward. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.